Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Tanya Mosley. Today we learn more in the case of Vanessa Marcotte. She's the 27-year-old who was attacked and killed while jogging on a rural road in Princeton 8 months ago. Marcotte had been visiting her family from New York City and was found less than a half mile from her mother's house. Last Friday, law enforcement arrested Angelo Colon Ortiz in his Worcester apartment, and today he pleaded not guilty to assault and rape charges, with a bail set at $10 million. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman was at the arraignment this morning, and he joins us now. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Tanya.
So he was charged with assault and rape, but not murder.
Yeah, that was my question, actually. And it turns out that the DA, Jeffrey Trevors, says that he will be charged with murder, just not now. They're going to convene a grand jury, and that'll take about a month, and then they'll file the charges after an indictment.
A lot of people were anticipating this court hearing today. What did you learn in the court today?
Oh, there was a lot of new information, actually. A lot of small details, but they seem, according to the DA, to point to the direction of Colon Ortiz. So, for example, we found out that her cell phone was turned off at 2:11. She was supposed to be going out that afternoon to Boston to catch a bus back to New York City, where she was living and working for Google. And she never came back. So when she was missing, her parents called the police. They set out a search and they found her body about 8:30 that night. She apparently put up a fight, Tanya, because under her fingernails, we learned this today, under her fingernails, there was DNA allegedly from her attacker. And police set up a hotline. They got about 1,300 phone calls, tips from people. And one eyewitness apparently saw a dark Ford Explorer parked in the area. In fact, he saw them twice that day. Mm-hmm. And he also saw a Hispanic-looking man next to it. And so police have been looking for the man in the vehicle ever since. And then last Friday, we learned that a state police detective in Worcester spotted a man driving a vehicle like that, looking like that. And he ran the plate. And then he went to the apartment of Angelo Colon Ortiz. He went there, in fact, twice, and the second time arrested him.
This is an interesting part of the story because this officer just happened to be in the area, right?
Yeah.
And he saw this SUV pass by.
That's what we're led to believe.
Okay.
He saw a dark SUV and a Hispanic man driving it.
Right. He captured the license plate.
And actually wrote it on. He didn't even have a piece of paper. He wrote it on the palm of his hand. And so police say they've got Ortiz, and that Ortiz voluntarily gave them a DNA sample. And they compared it to that, DNA that was found under Vanessa Marcotte's fingernails. And, well, here's Worcester DA Jeff Trevors.
That swab came back with a confirmatory match, suggesting that a similar match, the likelihood would be 1 in 108.3 quadrillion.
Now wow. Tanya, yeah, wow. Put this in perspective. That's 108.2 followed by 18 zeros. So Travis says the possibility of a mismatch is just beyond remote.
So we've been hearing a lot over the weekend about, a lot of speculation around Colon Ortiz. What do you know about him? What can you tell us about him?
We found out he was born in Puerto Rico. He's 31 years old. He's a U.S. citizen. He doesn't speak English, and he came here a year ago. He soon got a job after he arrived in Massachusetts driving for FedEx. And the prosecutor says his route took him near Princeton on occasion. But that's about all we know. He didn't come out. We didn't see him in court. He was hiding. He was not hiding. He was behind a wall, and he did not come out into the courtroom proper.
So authorities say there is this remote chance, like this DNA is unequivocal, that this is the guy, they're saying.
Right. The gold standard.
Yes. There are a lot of questions, though, around the collection of the DNA evidence. Especially since we now learn that he doesn't know English.
That's right. And you should be actually the defense attorney if they're asking those type of questions, because his defense attorney, Ed Ryan, wants to know exactly the same thing.
One of the things we're going to look at very carefully is whether or not he knowingly, voluntarily understood what he was being asked to do, and whether or not he knowingly and voluntarily gave up a sample of his saliva and a buccal swab.
Okay, so what happens now?
Well, as you said, the introduction, he's being held on $10 million cash bail, which is a $100 million surety bond. So he's not going anywhere. He's staying in jail. And next month, there's going to be a status hearing, and we'll probably learn a lot more about the evidence that prosecutors say they have and collected.
Well, thank you so much for this update. A lot of people over the last few months have been following this and holding authorities to this, wanting to make certain that there was someone found.
Yeah, they've been searching 8 months flat out. You hear the prosecutor talk about the search. They have been working night and day on this case.
WBUR's reporter Bruce Gellerman. You can see more of his reporting on the case on our website, radioboston.org. Thank you, Bruce.
You're welcome.